This is National Stuttering Awareness Week. It was proclaimed as such in 1988 by President Ronald Reagan. May also happens to be Better Speech and Hearing Month, so we are taking this opportunity to raise awareness. We are now joined by Pamela Mertz, who is on the board of directors of the National Stuttering Association. Welcome, Pam.
Hey, it's great being here. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad that you're here. So could you tell us about why it's important to learn about stuttering?
Absolutely. Stuttering is probably one of the most misunderstood disorders that are out there. People who stutter are often thought of as not as intelligent as other people, or that we're nervous or shy or anxious or have emotional problems. And none of that is true. We are just like anybody else. It just takes us a few moments longer to get our words out.
Can you tell us what causes stuttering?
You know, I wish I knew that. It has been a mystery for thousands of years. Research is close to a cause. It's thought to be genetic, and there's been a lot of studies done on families where there are many people who stutter, and it's most definitely thought to be neurologically based. But there really isn't any exact cause known yet. So therefore, there's no cure either.
Gotcha. So tell us what the National Stuttering Association does.
So the National Stuttering Association, or the NSA, is the largest self-help support and advocacy organization in the world, in fact. We provide resources and support for both people who stutter, but also the communities that people who stutter interact with on a daily basis. We provide information and education to employers, educators, because kids that stutter are often bullied. And we also provide information and support for parents. And one of our hallmarks is that we have support chapters all across the country where individuals who stutter can come together with other people that stutter and feel that they're no longer isolated, because many of us have grown up thinking that we're the only one.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes when we go to NSA support chapter or other activity, it may be the first time we met somebody else who stutters.
I think that's amazing that you all are a peer-run organization. I think that, you know, research shows that that is always very effective when it comes to helping other people adapt or assimilate whenever a peer-run organization, you know, is working with people who experience what they experience, it's always good. Can you talk about maybe what you are doing this week or even this month to kind of bring awareness to stuttering?
Me personally or the NSA generally?
Well, both, if you're doing something different.
Well, so one of the things that I'm doing is this. I'm on this podcast and I'm talking openly about stuttering, which just incidentally, a lot of people who stutter don't do because there's so much shame involved with stuttering. I also have the opportunity, and I'm really excited about this. I am being interviewed by Elaine Houston for News Channel 13. She has a segment called Today's Women that runs on Thursdays. So I'm going to be featured in that segment. She met with me about 7 years ago, and we discussed a podcast that I've actually hosted for women who stutter, because we're unicorns. We're in the minority within a minority. Of every 5 people who stutter, 4 are men. And so only 1 in 5 are women, and only 1% of the population stutters. So women who stutter are really rare. Typically, I go into schools and do some presentations to kids, but I kind of felt like with these 2 opportunities this week and my social media presence, my plate was a little full.
Can you tell us a little bit about how stuttering affects people's employment prospects or social integration?
Absolutely. So stuttering has a great deal of stigma attached to it for the reasons that I shared early in our conversation. Mm-hmm. People misunderstand it, make some assumptions, and in the workplace, people unfortunately are often discriminated against. Employers don't want somebody that can't talk or that isn't going to fulfill the image of communication that the world takes for granted. And when somebody who stutters either has hesitations or prolongations or repetitions in their speech, employers don't want to have to deal with that. So many people wind up either very underemployed or unemployed for long periods of time because, you know, again, because of those myths that are continuously perpetuated.
Is stuttering considered a disability? Like, can you collect disability if you have a stuttering condition?
Well, you can't really collect disability benefits unless, like, the stuttering was so severe that you actually couldn't get a word out. However, stuttering is loosely covered under the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, because it's a major life activity, and the ADA provides for people with disabilities to be able to have reasonable accommodation in the workplace and in schools. So accommodations can be made, but most of the time employers are just too afraid to even hire us to even get to that conversation about accommodation.
And then one last thing before you go. Can you talk about or maybe suggest what people can do that are listening to this station to bring awareness to stuttering?
Well, I think to bring awareness to stuttering, listeners can make sure that if they encounter someone who stutters, that you treat them as you would any other listener, with patience and respect. Don't finish our sentences for us. Maintain eye contact. And just keep in mind that we're just like you, except it just takes us a moment or two longer to get our thoughts out.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. If you're just tuning in, that was Pamela Mertz talking to us about National Stuttering Awareness Week. To learn more about National Stuttering Awareness Week and the National Stuttering Association, visit their website at westutter.org.